Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I like recycling as much as the next guy, but this story here really causes me to wonder. Keith Sennett, widely reported, ABC7 Chicago, CNN Business, it's all over the news. I actually thought this might be a joke. When Keith sent this to me, I actually thought I better double check, make sure that story appears in more than one place, because it could just be crazy. Taco Bell wants you to send back your used sauce packets so that they can recycle them. Now, the headline says so they can refill them. I'm not sure if they're going to actually refill the old packages or simply recycle them, but Jordan Valinsky wrote the story. Taco Bell has a plan in place to recycle some of the 8 billion pounds of used sauce packets that go into U.S. landfills every year. Now, I don't know if the 8 billion pounds of sauce packets are from Taco Bell alone, or is that the entire fast food industry in America? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that there's 8 billion pounds of used sauce packets being created by Taco Bell customers every year, but I suppose it's possible. So it could be. Taco Bell is rolling out a nationwide pilot program for customers to send their used sauce packets back through the mail. The program, which was initially announced as a trial in April, was created with a recycling company called TerraCycle to divert as many used sauce packets as possible away from landfills and to reuse them. And again, I don't know if they're going to simply, you know, grind them up and use the material to make more sauce packets, or if they're actually going to try to salvage the old ones. You know, I mean, in the old days, right, glass bottles were returnable. And you'd pay, you know, a couple pennies when you got something in a glass bottle, and then you'd return it and get a couple pennies back. And they'd take the glass bottles back, wash them, and reuse them, okay? That makes complete sense to me. Sauce packets. I barely trust the stuff that comes out of them when they're brand new. I don't know if I want to be using recycled sauce packets. So customers will sign up for a TerraCycle account. They will collect their empty sauce packets in a recyclable container, print a shipping label from TerraCycle's website, and ship the box back via UPS. Taco Bell will display QR codes and other signage in various parts of restaurants to promote the program and encourage signups. And here's the other thing. Fast food is one of those great trade-offs in life. It ain't the best food, but it's fast. And you often eat fast food. At least I know this is how I do it when I eat fast food. And I don't do it a lot, but, you know, especially when I'm traveling, it seems. You eat the food and you throw what's left over back in the bag. You throw the bag away. They're now saying that you should do that, but keep the packets out of the bag. Throw the wrapping stuff away, but save the packets so you can fill up a container to ship back to them via UPS. And it makes you wonder, is this really economical? And I'll admit, I haven't done the math on this one, so I don't know. But you have to understand that other things go into this. It's not just, oh, here's a packet, we recycle it, boom, we're up one packet. There's a cost involved. And I understand if they're paying the cost that it's not the cost itself of money we're talking about, but just the idea that you've got packaging for the packets that are going back being driven around in UPS trucks, and there are other things going on here. So you have to think a little bit further outside of the box on that one. But what's going to happen is you won't drop off the used sauce packets at a restaurant. Taco Bell is using the mail, they say, because a majority of transactions are taking place at its drive-thru and are eaten out of the restaurant. It also discovered this was the preferred way for customers during its pilot launch, and the mail helps them minimize their transportation footprint and ship their box of saved sauce packets once full. And they keep talking about the mail, but they also say UPS. So again, the massive number of sauce packets thrown out every year is potentially environmentally damaging. About 710 million metric tons of plastic will pollute the environment by 2040 if action isn't taken, according to a study published in Science. Now, of course, that 710 million metric tons is just of all plastic. It's not just all Taco Bell sauce packets. Taco Bell is one of the first food brands to use TerraCycle, a New Jersey-based company that helps big businesses become greener. They've worked with Procter & Gamble, Unilever, and Nestle to help manufacture reusable packaging in place of single-use packages that end up in landfills. The taco chain is hoping that by 2025, packaging used by its customers will be fully recyclable, compostable, or reusable across all of its 7,000 global locations. It said that this program is the first step, but not the final step, in becoming a more sustainable brand. Last year, Taco Bell claimed they ditched their popular Mexican pizza because of its packaging, which amounted to the use of more than 7 million pounds of paperboard per year. And that's not counting the 3 million pounds of paperboard that went into the pizza itself. Now, the Mexican pizza, I'm not sure how popular that was. Taco Bell's always confounded me because it seems they're constantly changing the things on their menu. And it must work for them on some level because Taco Bell is still around. But generally speaking, you know, McDonald's still has the top three things on their menu and they haven't changed for decades. And there's certain familiarity that comes with that. When I go to Taco Bell, I got to look at the menu for 5 minutes to try to remember what I got last time because the menu's been moved around and changed. But here's the thing. The sauce packets, they're talking about making them recyclable in the future as if they will be able to reuse them the way they did the glass bottles back in the old days. I don't know if that's possible, and I don't know if that's part of this, but clearly the sauce packet you think about is the little packet you get, and I believe at Taco Bell it's like mild, medium, or hot, something like that, and you struggle to rip it open, try not to get sauce all over the place when it does open. You then squeeze the contents onto the food-like substance you're about to eat. And then you eat what you got from Taco Bell, and you throw that packet in the bag. Now, they're saying you're going to save that packet along with other packets, and then when you have a full box of them, you're going to ship them back via UPS to some company someplace that's going to recycle those, and it's going to be more economically sound. Again, I like the idea of recycling. I've mentioned before, I live in Michigan. Michigan is the one that's got the 10-cent bottle returns, as made famous by Seinfeld. And I don't throw my pop bottles away, or soda, as they call it in other states. And they get returned to the store, and I get to stand there and feed them into a machine, 10 cents a piece, get my money back. But I understand that before they did this, you'd see bottles and cans alongside the roads. And the bottle return being 10 cents is large enough that in Michigan, you will see people walking down the road with garbage bags, picking up cans and bottles for the few people who are stupid enough to throw them out the window. So that does work. Taco Bell sauce packets? I don't know. The jury's still out. In fact, the jury hasn't even left yet. But when the jury does go out and come back, we'll follow up on this. I'm sure that there will be some follow-up on this. But if you said, Steve, predict, read the future, as you sometimes do, ain't going to work. That's my prediction. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the minds at Taco Bell, who once a month find some new way to configure the exact same ingredients that are assembled by a teenager using a trowel, scooping goop out of a trough, and the entire menu is a pictogram. I applaud them for creating that business model where that works. Will this work? I personally don't think so. But then again, I wouldn't imagine Taco Bell would still be around. So here we are. Again, if you like Taco Bell, I apologize. I do actually eat there from time to time. What can I tell you? Keith sent me the story. Thanks a lot. ABC7 Chicago published it, as did CNN Business. Jordan Valinsky wrote it. Taco Bell wants you to send back your used sauce packets so they can recycle them. Headline says so they can refill them. And I hope that's not right. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Jumping for joy is good exercise, probably better than jumping for the bag of chips pushed to the back of the top of the fridge.